So if you're involved with a nonprofit or maybe an advocacy group, you know what it's like. That constant juggle, managing donors, keeping track of volunteers, sorting out events, memberships. It's a lot.
It really is. Sometimes feels like you're drowning in spreadsheets, right?
Exactly. More time on admin than the actual, mission.
Yeah.
Okay, before we really dive into a solution for that, just a quick shout out to our supporter, safeserver.de. They're the experts who handle hosting for exactly this kind of essential software we're discussing today, and they can really help you with your digital transformation.
Super important support.
You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Honestly, their support makes these deep dives possible.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's get into it. Today, we're looking closely at something called CivicRM.
Right. Civic RM.
It's an open source system, and it's specifically built to help, well, all those groups we mentioned.
Yeah, nonprofits, NGOs.
If you've ever felt that admin burden just crushing your mission, this is definitely for you. We're going to unpack how it helps literally thousands of groups get organized.
And our goal here really is to give you a clear, sort of beginner-friendly view of Civis CRM.
Yeah.
We'll break down what CRM even means for a nonprofit, why open source is such a big deal here, and really connect the dots on how it helps groups focus on their purpose, not just the paperwork. It's about understanding why it's, well, a bit of a game changer.
Okay, perfect. So let's start with basics. CRM, usually customer relationship management.
Right, the standard definition.
But you hinted customer isn't quite the right word for nonprofits. So how does CivicRM change that?
Yeah, that's really fundamental. See, commercial CRMs, they're all about sales, leads, customer journeys.
Right.
Civis CRM is built around constituent relationship management. So for you, if you're in a nonprofit, your constituents, they're everyone.
Wow.
Your donors, obviously, but also your volunteers, your members, people who come to events, your advocates online. It's a much wider net.
All community.
Exactly. Civic CRM is designed from the ground up to understand and really nurture those specific kinds of relationships. It's about building that community, keeping people engaged, organizing everyone who supports the cause. It's
Yeah.
just a different mindset than sales.
That makes total sense. It's about connection, not just transactions.
Precisely.
So, thinking practically, what are the core headaches it solves? If you've got this system, what does it actually do for you day to day?
Well, the big thing is centralization. It pulls everything together. Imagine one place, right, where you track all your communications with people, manage all your donors' one-time gifts, monthly pledges, the whole lot, handle your event signups, manage memberships and renewals. It's built to automate a lot of those repetitive tasks.
Like fundraising admin.
Exactly. Fundraising admin, grant tracking, maybe volunteer hours, sending out targeted emails based on, who's done what. It just streamlines so much of that.
Takes a load
A
off.
huge load, frees up staff and volunteers.
Right, which sounds amazing.
Huh?
But you mentioned open source. Now, nonprofits range from tiny local groups to huge international NGOs. What's the real benefit of open source here? Isn't it sometimes, well, harder to manage?
That's a really good question, and it gets right to the heart of Civis CRM's impact.
Okay.
So open source means a few key things. First, the software itself, it's free, like properly free to download and use under a license called GNU AGPL3.
Okay, free is good.
It is. But that license is important too. It basically guarantees the software stays open and community-owned. No one company can just take it over and lock everyone in.
Right, so you get transparency.
Transparency, yeah. You can see the code, you get incredible flexibility to adapt it, and crucially, big cost savings over time because you're not paying those endless license fees.
No vendor lock-in.
Exactly. It's genuinely community-driven. Developed by the nonprofit world for the nonprofit world.
So it's not just about the money saved, though that's huge. It's more about control, alignment.
That's a great way to put it. The insight is open source frees you from a software company's priorities. The community decides what features get built, what gets fixed, based on actual mission needs, not just the latest commercial fad. Your tech stays aligned with your purpose, future-proof in a way.
Okay, let's talk scale then, because this
Yeah.
isn't some tiny project. The numbers you shared are, oh, they're huge.
They really are.
Over 11,000 nonprofits using it, that's significant penetration.
It is. And think about the activity within those installs.
Like the 24 million event participants registered.
Yeah, or over 116 million donations processed. And managing, what was it, over 189 million contacts globally.
Just massive numbers.
And what's fascinating is how that translates into real power on the ground.
Okay, give us an example.
We'll take MAF Norway. They used Civis ERM to completely automate their fundraising processes. Think about the time that saved. It wasn't just about being more efficient. It meant their team could spend more time actually talking to supporters, delivering programs, the mission stuff.
Right, so it becomes less of a database, more of an operational engine.
Exactly, an operational backbone. It lets groups put their resources, people, money back into their core purpose away from just shuffling paper.
And is that backbone flexible? I mean, can you just plug it into what you already have, or do you need a whole new setup?
Oh, incredibly flexible. That's a major strength.
How so?
Well, you can run it as its own standalone thing, a PHP web app if you want total control.
Okay.
But for a lot of groups, the magic is integrating it with their website's CMS.
Like WordPress.
WordPress, Drupal, Joomla, even Backdrop CMS, you embed Civic CRM right in there.
So it's seamless for the user. Like signing up for an event on the website just goes straight into the CRM.
Exactly, a unified experience. And another big plus, hosting freedom. You're not tied to one company's data center. You choose where you host it. That's huge for data control, data sovereignty.
Especially for international groups or those with strict privacy rules.
Absolutely. You own your data fully.
That freedom sounds great. But what if you're listening and thinking, okay, sounds powerful, but maybe too techy for us? Are there easy ways in?
Definitely. That flexibility covers getting started too.
Good.
If you've got technical folks, sure, download it, install it, host it yourself, fine-tune everything.
Well, it's not.
Then there's this whole ecosystem of expert partners all over the world. They handle the hosting, setup, customization, support. They get you going quickly.
Like a supported service.
Exactly. And there's even something called Civis RM Spark, which is like a super quick, pre-configured, secure, hosted start.
So options for everyone, basically, beginner to expert.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a path for you, whatever your tech level.
Now, for slightly more technically curious, you mentioned it's a PHP application. We looked at the GitHub repo, Civicrum Core, lots of activity there. Over 660 stars, more than 840 forks. That feels like a healthy sign for open source, right?
Oh, absolutely. Those aren't just numbers. They show a really vibrant, active community. Developers are interested, they're contributing, they're using it. It's alive.
And that community, how does it actually work? Because 441 contributors to just the core app, that's a lot of cooks.
It is, and that's the beauty of it. It's this huge, diverse, global group effort.
So it's not just code.
Not at all. There are busy forums where users help each other out, share tips. There are chat channels for developers working together. And the documentation, docs.civicrm.org, is massive and constantly updated by the community.
Driven by users for users.
Exactly. It's that spirit of sharing knowledge, collective improvement. Everyone benefits when someone adds something new or fixes a bug. Proprietary software often struggles to match that pace of community-driven innovation.
Okay, so let's say this deep dive has someone interested. Maybe for their own group, maybe they just want to get involved. What are the practical next steps? How do you plug into this ecosystem?
Loads of ways. Got questions? Hit civicrm.stackexchange.com. It's like a dedicated Q&A forum. Really helpful.
Okay.
Want to network, learn more, look for events. CivicCamp EU 2025 is coming up. Things like that are great for connecting.
And if you want to give back?
You can donate directly to the project, become a supporting member, or even have your organization become a partner. All that helps fund development and shape where it goes next.
Right, because it is still evolving. It's not finished. What's been happening lately? What should people know about recent developments?
Oh, it's constantly moving. Just back in August 2025, we saw the 6.5 release.
Okay.
And importantly, a security release alongside it, updating several versions. That shows that ongoing commitment to stability and, critically, keeping things secure.
Which is vital when you're handling donor data.
Absolutely. So for you as a user, these regular updates mean you're always getting improvements, bug fixes, and those essential security patches. Your data stays safer, the system runs better.
So it's not just background noise. These updates translate into real benefits.
Totally. New releases often bring cool new features too. Like there's a new extension called Systopia Event Invitation, giving more options for event outreach. And you keep seeing new case studies pop up, how groups like the Tor Project are using CivicRM, even contributing back to it. It shows it's a living thing, adapting to what users need. It stays relevant.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. What's the main takeaway here?
I think.
For someone listening, what does this all mean? Civis ERM. It really stands out, doesn't it, as this powerful, flexible, community-led open source option.
It really does.
Ideal for any nonprofit, NGO, advocacy group that wants to, well, get their house in order, connect better with their supporters, and focus more on the mission.
Yeah.
This deep dive hopefully gives you a solid starting point, a shortcut to understanding this really critical tool for organizations making a difference.
And maybe it leaves you with a question to think about. In this digital age, how much more impact could your organization have if you really embrace tools like this? Open source tools built by your community for your mission, instead of trying to squeeze your work into generic, often expensive, commercial boxes.
That's a powerful thought, something definitely worth considering. Okay, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. A huge thank you again to safeserver.de for their support.
Yes, thanks, safeserver.de.
For expert help with software hosting, digital transformation, all that good stuff, do check them out, www.safeserver.de.
Really a fantastic resource.
Definitely worth a look.
And if CivisRM itself has caught your interest, the place to go is their website, civisrm.org.
Yep, civisrm.org.
You can explore the documentation, maybe even spin up a demo and see it for yourself. Until next time, keep learning and keep making those connections.